Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Merry Christmas! Man, it's great to be with me. I'm glad you got that's such an old one. Man, it's so amazing to be able to spend this time together, because this is family. I'll just tell you, my Sandy, then Pastor Sandy, that's who she is to y'all. To me, she's my Sandy, but she's watching right now. Let's welcome Sandy watching New Jersey. We talk all the time about how when we first started the church. It's interesting because, you know, people started coming. And we were in an old warehouse. We had to paint everything flat black, so it disappeared. And it was a rather ugly building when we got it. We didn't really turn it into a silk purse. It remained a sow's ear. It just didn't. It didn't bother us as much. After a while, it grew on us. But we talked, and people started coming, and it was 100, and it was 200, and it was 300, and then, you know, the whole aspect of church broadened. And we'd have conversations at dinner, and it was perplexing because, you know, we were young and had just started the church, and we'd say, are we responsible for these people's social lives? You know, because there was a lot of sinners. And how many of you guys used to be sinners? Anybody in here used to be a sinner? Well, your social life changes when you come to Jesus. When you make Jesus Lord of your life, you're like, man, that stuff you used to do isn't as much fun anymore, because that conviction weighs heavy on you when you know you're wrong. But the idea, what this was forming in us as young rookie pastors, was that this is family. You know, this is an extension of our home, and we're glad you're here. We hope you have a great time. I'm telling you, everybody should treat you honorably and respectfully, and no matter who you are or where you've been or what you've gone through. Because I'll tell you, even though, before I was a Christian, I was a sinner, and I was a really good one, and then I gave my life to the Lord, and man, it was hard to sin as often as I did before. And I'm not saying I never stumbled and never messed up, but it wasn't as easy to do as it was before I knew Jesus, and this Jesus changed everything, and I started thinking differently, and the way words would hit my ears affected me differently, and I learned to shut the door or the gate on negative words or worldly approaches or philosophies, and I literally just wanted all of God I could get. You know, I was asked after I got saved, do you want to get filled with the Holy Spirit? I said, no. You want to get baptized in the Holy Ghost? I said, no. They asked it every way you could ask it. And honestly, it was weird. It still is a little. But finally, this guy just said, Bill, do you want all of God you could get? And I remember standing there, it was kind of perplexing, because I thought, how do you say no to that? No one in their right mind would say no to that. And I didn't know anything at this time. I was just a brand new Christian. I was like a calf at a new gate. I kind of just walked up and thought, I'm not sure what to do here. And then the word started becoming alive to me. And it's interesting even to talk that way, because I don't know if that makes sense to you if you're not churched. That God's word, the Bible, started, man, catching traction in my life. And I truly, what I prayed every day, I didn't know how to pray. I don't even know if I knew the Lord's Prayer back then. But all I knew was to pray was, God, I want all of you I can get. And I'm just telling you, somehow I believe that touched God's heart. And then the word began to come alive in me, and it started working in me. It really honestly began to take over how I thought and how I spoke and how I acted and my habits and vices started just seceding from my life. And it's because things are so real, because 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah prophesied, and he was a major prophet that prophesied more about Jesus than any other prophet, and was truly probably one of the most intelligent men that has ever walked the planet. And here he was, he prophesied in Isaiah, the 9th chapter in the 6th verse, he said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." Listen to this though, okay? Because that's amazing that a son was given to us in our lives, okay? And he gave his son, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever, we're not going to perish, but have everlasting life without end. And the government will be upon his shoulder. Okay, now listen, because there's a shift that happens in our life. And he'll be called wonderful. Wonderful means words can't describe. Counselor, I'm always going to walk with you. I'm going to be with you. Mighty God, warrior God, a fighting God. The Bible says that God contends with who and what contends with you. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Think about Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That word peace is synonymous with the word prosperity in the Hebrew. And when we look at that peace gives us control. In the New Testament, it says, "Let the peace of God rule and reign in your heart and act as an umpire." Man, let the peace of God reign in your life, in your heart. Of the increase of his government and peace, our prosperity, there will be no end. And upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. See, God's going to, see, up to this point, listen, they'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us. That was a foreign concept to them. They had no idea about God really being with them. They had to get up, and the tallest guy had to climb the tallest tree to find out where the Shekinah glory, find out where the smoke of the fire was, find out where God was, and they'd all go that direction. Now we know where God is. God's in us. Okay, but then this was so amazing. But here's Jesus now, this son that was given. He's the Prince of Peace. And Jesus is a gift, as a gift has been given to us. And he brings healing and a cure to all of our ailments and everything that we were born into. You know, it's interesting. You talk to people that have things in their life that they battle with and they struggle with, and a lot of times they'll say, "You know, I was born this way. I was born with this." You know, maybe it's your dad was an alcoholic or drug addict, and you struggle with that, and it's like, well, it's probably genetic. And, you know, we were all born with sin just because Adam and Eve messed up. And so we were born into sin. As precious as our babies are, we don't have to teach them how to lie. We don't have to teach them how to cut corners or cheat. We don't have to teach them. That's born in them. That develops in them being in the world. But then with Jesus and getting all of God we could get, we go from being in the world to not of the world. See, and this is the concept that Isaiah was talking about, that we're not of the world. We're in it, but we're not of it. See, and you have to relate. It goes to the new and better covenant, that greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Do you understand? It seems like, it feels like so often that life isn't fair. We go through situations, it's just not fair what's happening. It's not fair what's happening to you. It's not fair what's happening to me. And you know what? I totally agree with that. It's not fair. We always win. It's not fair. God's hands on our lives. It's not fair. God favors us. I mean, you think about that. You think about thinking about your siblings, that your dad favored one over another maybe. Well, God favors you. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says you're the apple of his eye. See, and what God gives us in this son, he gives us covenant. See, it's interesting because, you know, this is one of those, if I was one of those kind of dramatic preachers, or we did at the movie series like other churches do. We could do four Christmases. And Vince Vaughn got up and swaddled that baby. It's probably not appropriate for church, but it was a very funny scene in that movie. But it was in a play at a church. But anyway, the whole idea of swaddling a baby back in that time was an act of covenant. Do you understand that? See, Jesus to a lot of people was born illegitimate. He was conceived without a man being involved with it. It was just God and a woman. And that was, I mean, my gosh, then now. I mean, if this were a movie, if this were a novel, we'd think, no, we can't. It's so far-fetched, we can't. There's no way it's believable. Why am I reading this or why am I watching this? But here it is. You know what they do with a legitimate child, with a covenant child in a family, with a father and a mother, that Jesus didn't fit into that category at that time. You know what they do with that covenant child is they'd cut the cord. Then they would bathe and wash that child. Then they would salt that child. Then they would swaddle that child. And that swaddling was a mark that there's covenant now. And see, that's what God brought to the earth, was a new covenant that came with Jesus. That we came into this situation. I was a sinner. I came in illegitimately, naturally to the kingdom. I didn't fit. I didn't deserve it. I couldn't earn it. But you know what? God graced me with it. God gave this to me. So what now? How does it fit? Because now God's made covenant with me, and he's wrapped me in his presence. And it gives me three distinct things. Number one, it gives me the forgiveness of sins. And that forgiveness in a heavenly sense, it's also the remission of sin. And the remission of sin is where we get the English word annul. Like all of your sin has been, not only is it forgiven, but it's like it never happened. It was annulled. Number two, it's a healing of all diseases. See, that's this covenant that God's made with us. See, in the covenant that God made with us, it's the answer's yes. When it comes to forgiveness, the answer's yes. When it comes to healing, the answer's yes. When it comes to God's promise, the answer's yes. So it's forgiveness of sins. It's healing of all diseases. And it's redemption from eternal damnation. See, let me put this in the Shear translation. You're never going to die. See, the Bible says it's appointed once for a man to die. I died in June of 1979, and I was born again. And I gave my life to Jesus. Guess what? I'll never die again. And you'll say, well, what happens when your heart stops beating and your eyes roll up in the back of your head? You pass. Man, my dad, the man who adopted me when I was 5 years old, he passed away this summer. You know what? He went from life to life. Death didn't touch him. There wasn't a whiff of death on him. The grave didn't hold him. He went right from earth to heaven. Why? Because of the tithe that God gave us in his son Jesus. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. That's a tithe. What happens with the covenant of the tithe? That the heavens open up before us. The windows of heaven are open above our lives. And God pours out a blessing we're unable to receive. It's so great. He rebukes the devourer from the midst of us. His fruit won't fall. Our fruit won't fall immature from the vine. And we'll be called a delightful land. Our sins are remitted. They're forgiven. Our diseases are healed. And you know what? Our souls are saved. We live forever. See, that's the hope that we have, that this government and peace is without end. It only increases. Man, if you've got a child, or if you have suffer from nightmares or night terrors, no, you know what? You take a stand of faith and you say, God, I thank you for your peace that rules and reigns in my life, in my child's life, in Jesus' name. See, it's all about that gate. It's all about that door that you allow those thoughts or that negativity or the things that plant seeds to bring nightmares or night terrors. All that is anxiety. All that is worry. And all that is you believing the deception and the lies that the enemy's trying to feed into your life. See, that's all he can do. The devil can't kill you. He can't. I don't believe disease can kill you. I might be in the minority. I believe you attach doubt and unbelief and fear and anxiety to that disease, it can. It gives it legs. It gives it power. Man, the Bible says, don't worry saying. Man, when you get a little fear hits your life, don't speak it. Man, put a guard on your tongue. Shut that gate. Shut that door. Let Jesus be the door of your life. Man, I'm taking that door, and his name is Jesus. You know what it's going to do? It's going to turn your marriage around. You know what it's going to do? It's going to bring security and protection to your children. You know what it's going to do? It's going to cause all your needs to be met according to God's riches and glory in Christ Jesus. See, all this stuff's real elementary. It's all real easy. You know why? Jesus is our peace. And it's not as the world gives. In John 14, 27, Jesus said, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you." Not like the world does it. Why? The world's peace is conditional upon the situation. The world's peace is conditional upon your circumstances. The world's peace is conditional upon your experiences. The peace Jesus gives is only conditional upon us trusting God. It's only conditional upon us trusting the promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He would always be with us. He would be wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He starts it off with wonderful. That word means words can't express. See, that's a promise. The bottom line is this. And here's your Christmas message today. Jesus is my peace. And guess what? Everything becomes shadows with that one statement. Jesus is my peace. What's going to happen tomorrow? I don't know. If it's good, it's from God. If it's bad, it's not, and God will turn it around. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Why would we worry about tomorrow? The control in our lives that God gives us is today. You'll hear it commonly said, God's in control. You're not going to hear that from me, because God's given us his control. He's given us his word. That's why we speak this word in season and out of season, whether we feel like it or not, whether we think it's gonna make a difference or not. Because let me tell you, it's always going to make a difference. It never returns void of power. He will promote and increase his government and peace without any warfare, without any fanfare, because Jesus is my peace forever. You with me on that? Man, I'm telling you, it's good news. It's the gospel of peace. It's the good news of peace. Our peace reigns. Our peace rules. Our peace acts as an umpire. And you know what? Man, the devil will drive one down the line, and you know what my umpire says? Foul ball. Nope, you don't get to score on that one, devil. See, that's the idea of this. The idea is, but thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge in every single place. But thanks be to God who what? Causes us to win. You agree with that today?
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.